when you feel condemnation. Point number one is found in James chapter 4, verse number 7. What do you got to do? You have to resist the devil. In other words, when he start coming at you, saying that you no good, saying that you never gonna make it, telling you that God don't love you, he's never gonna use you, nobody else is ever gonna love you, you gotta resist him. What does resisting mean? That means you gotta tell him to stop. All you have to do as a born again believer says, Satan, I resist you in the name of Jesus. That's it. I resist you in the name of Jesus. In fact, James chapter 4, verse 7 says this in the Amplified. He said, if you be subject to God, submitted to God, if you resist the devil, in other words, you stand firm against him, it says he will flee from you. Why will he flee from you? Because he's not seeing you. He's seeing Christ, the hope of glory that's on the inside of you. So when you say, Satan, I resist you, you're operating in accordance to Luke chapter 10, verse 19, which says this. It says, now you understand that Jesus said to his disciples, now you understand I have imparted to you my authority to trample upon serpents and upon scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, shall by any means harm you. So when you when you're getting those thoughts to try to come to you to try to condemn you, to make you feel guilty, to put you on the shame show, all you got to do is say, Satan, I resist you. I resist that thought in the name of Jesus, and he will flee. And I'm going to tell you, even though he flees, that joke is going to try to come back again. But what do? You already realize that God is not the one that's condemning you. God has already made you free, because the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. So what's the first thing you got to do? You got to resist the devil. What